should be also qualified. So this is the theme. Of course, now the Srimad Bhagavatam will go in details. So you need to hear it and try to understand how much you want. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So we'll chant the verse. Vaisakischa Bhagavan Vasudeva Parayana Urugaya Gunodvaraha Satam Shurhi Samagame Vaisakischa Bhagavan Vasudeva Parayana Urugaya Gunodaraha Satam Shurhi Samagame Vaisakischa Bhagavan Vaisakischa Bhagavan Vasudeva Parayana Urugaya Gunodaraha Satam Shurhi Samagame Vaisakischa Bhagavan Vasudeva Parayana Urugaya Gunodaraha Satam Shurhi Samagame Vaisakischa Bhagavan Vasudeva Parayana Urugaya Gunodara Satam Shurhi Samagame Vaisakischa Bhagavan Vasudeva Parayana Urugaya Gunodara Satam Shurhi Samagame Matajis Vaisakischa Bhagavan Vasudeva Parayana Urugaya Gunodara Satam Shurhi Samagame Vaisakischa Bhagavan Vasudeva Parayana Urugaya Gunodara Translations Shukdev Goswami Shukdev Goswami, the son of Vyasdev, was also full in transcendental knowledge and was a great devotee of Lord Krishna, son of Vasudev. So there must have been discussion of Lord Krishna, who is glorified by great philosophers and in the company of great devotees. So I'll repeat the translation again so that you can absorb more. Shukdev Goswami. Okay. You can repeat. Rojina inspired gaya. You can repeat. Shukdev Goswami, the son of Vyasdev. So is Shukdev Goswami, he is the son of Vyasdev. Okay. Was also full in transcendental knowledge. So he was in transcendental knowledge. And was a great devotee of Lord Krishna. Devotee of Lord Krishna. And son of Vasudev. So Krishna is son of Vasudev. Right? So there must have been discussion of Lord Krishna, who is glorified by great philosophers and in the company of great devotees. So translation is saying that Shukdev Goswami, who is the son of Vasudev, he is full of knowledge actually. And is devotee of Lord Krishna, son of Vasudev. So there must be having some Krishna Katha. That is a discussion here. Purport by Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. The word Satam is very important in this verse. Satam means pure devotees who have no other desire than serve the Lord. Only in the association of such devotees are the transcendental glories of Lord Krishna properly discussed. So these two lines says, the word Satam is very important. Satam means pure devotees. Pure devotee means who have no other desire than to serve Lord. Means they, who are pure devotees? Who have no other desire to serve Lord. ओनली इन एसोसिएशन ऑफ सच डिवोटीज, यानी प्योर डिवोटी के संग में ही, ओनली इन द एसोसिएशन ऑफ सच प्योर डिवोटीज आर द ट्रांसेंडेंटल ग्लोरीज ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा प्रॉपरली डिस्कस्ड. सो दिस इज अ कंडीशन. इफ यू वॉन्ट टू डिस्कस कृष्ण कथा, यू शुड डिस्कस इन एसोसिएशन ऑफ प्योर डिवोटीज. The first thing, it is said by the Lord that his topics are full of spiritual significance, and once one properly hears about him in the association of Satam, certainly one senses the great potency and so automatically attains the devotional stage of life. So the point is, if we hear Krishna Katha in the association of devotees, we can understand the potency, we can get the benefit, you know, just like if you are doing something attentively, we get more absorption, right? So when we hear Krishna Katha in the association of devotees, it is most effective. We will be most benefited. One senses great potency and so automatically attains the devotional stage of life, and then he gets bhakti age. As already described, Maharaj Parikshit was a great devotee of Lord from his very birth, and so was Shukdev Goswami. So now discussion is happening. Who is speaking and who is hearing? The speaker is great devotee, Shukdev Goswami, and here is Parikshit Maharaj. He is also great devotee. So now a great devotee is talking with great devotee. So what will be the discussion? Harikatha. So Harikatha is happened when there is a great devotee speaker and great devotee listener. As already described, Maharaj Parikshit was a great devotee of Lord from his very birth, and so was Shukdev Goswami. Both of them were on the same level, although it appeared that Maharaj Parikshit was a great king, accustomed to royal facilities, whereas Shukdev Goswami was a typical renouncer of the world, so much so that he did not even put a cloth on his body. Superficially, Maharaj Parikshit and Shukdev Goswami might seem be opposites, but basically, they were both unalloyed, pure devotees of Lord. When such devotees are assembled together, there can be no topics save discussion of the glories of the Lord or Bhakti Yoga. So another beautiful comes is, Parikshit Maharaj is a king, Shukdev Goswami is a renounced, but both are on the same level because they are devotees of Krishna. So external dress is there, but what is more important is devotion to Lord Krishna. What is the qualification? Devotion to Lord Krishna. That's why, although they come from different backgrounds, they are both on an equal platform. It is stated here. And when they come, there is a Harikatha. In the Bhagavad Gita also, when there were talks between the Lord and his devotee Arjuna, there could not be any topic other than Bhakti Yoga. So now there is an example of now Shukdev Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. Similarly, in Bhagavad Gita was spoken by whom? Lord Krishna. You know, when we go to the schools, we ask to the children, Bhagavad Gita was spoken by whom to whom? Option 1, Lord Krishna to Arjuna. Second, Lord Ram to Hanumanji. And third, this like that. So sometimes people are able to answer. So that's why it's our onus to preach more. So here is another example, like Lord Krishna is speaking to Arjuna. Right? So what will be discussion? It will be Harikatha only. But the second point is, however, mundane scholars may speculate it in their own ways. So now the Kathakar is speaking about Krishna, and here is about Krishna, but those who are not devotees, they may misinterpret this. You understand? It requires one to understand one actually. You know? Heere ki jo parak hai, wo jhori kar sakta. You understand? So, a devotee can understand a devotional matter. Outsiders may say management lessons, these lessons, that lessons. And that is also good from their part. At least they are coming to Krishna. So that is glorious. But the actual essence will be derived by the devotee hearer only, devotee speaker only. The use of word cha after Vyasaki suggests, according to Srila Jiva Goswami, that both Shukdev Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit were of the same category, settled long before, although one was playing the part of master and another the disciple. Since the Lord Krishna is the center of the topics, the word Vasudev Parayana, or devotee of Vasudev, suggests devotee of Lord Krishna, the common aim. Although there were many others who assembled at the place where Maharaj Parikshit was fasting, the natural conclusion is that there was no topic other than glorification of Lord Krishna, because the principal speaker was Shukdev Goswami, and chief audience was Maharaj Parikshit. The point is here, although there were many people from different backgrounds, but only Krishna Katha was discussed because speaker was a devotee. Main speaker was devotee. Only speaker was devotee. And the hearer was, main hearer was Parikshit Maharaj. So that's why the main topic was Krishna Katha only. So Srimad Bhagavatam, as it was spoken and heard by true principal devotees of the Lord, is only for the glorification of Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. Omagyana Tibirindasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruvenma Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, today is a very, very auspicious day, and by the mercy of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ji and Srila Prabhupada Ji, we have been assembled here. And what is the day? Today is the disappearance day of three exalted Vaishnavas. One is Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and Krishnadas Viraj Goswami. So, at the end, if we get time, we will definitely hear about them. Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna himself. He's one of main followers, six Goswamis. Rup Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Jeev Goswami and Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And they had carried the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, it's a very auspicious day for all the Vaishnavas. And with their blessings and blessings all, I will speak on today's verse actually. So, in this purport, I could sense, with the help of Bhagavatam Subodhini, and with the help of the Vaishnavas who guided me yesterday, what I can speak. There are three themes we can see from this purport. The first theme is, you know, glories of hearing Harikatha. Harikatha sunne se kya fayde hote hain? That is the first theme. Second theme is, what is the spirit of Bhagavatam speaker and hearer? Who is a Bhagavatam speaker? What are the qualities of a speaker of a Bhagavat? And what are the qualities of a hearer of Bhagavat? So when I got this seva of speaking on this, I thought how I can prepare. And then I went to the purport. I tried to think about different things which come to the mind. I jotted down. And then I referred Bhagavatam Subodhini. So this, as we are aware, many of us are aware that we have Srimad Bhagavatam and this is a Bhagavat Subodhini. In this, the things are mentioned in a very nice way. It points have been given, you know. Just like when we were studying in our school days, there was a book and there was a guide, you know, Navneet guide, and used to write the exams. Similarly, for help of us, this is a wonderful facility of Bhagavat Subodhini, where we can actually understand what's the flow of Bhagavatam, what is happening here, what are the main points. So we'll just take help of this, so we can assimilate more, understand more basically. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam, and Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 12 cantos. Out of 12 canto, we are in the second canto. In second canto, we are at the third chapter. So this third chapter have 25 verses. How many verses? 25 verses. So this chapter has this breakdown, pure devotional service, change of heart. It has a two sections. First section is demigod worship versus pure devotional service. So from first verse to 12th verse, you know, these are two topics discussed. What is demigod worship and what is pure devotional service? And second section is about Shaunak Rishi inspires Sud Goswami to speak. So basically, this Bhagavatam is happening. Shaunak Rishi, all the Rishis are sitting and Sud Goswami is a speaker. So those who are hearers, who are the hearers? Shaunak Rishi and the sages. So Shaunak Rishi is inspiring the speaker to speak more. So this is a section. So in this section, we are in this 16th verse. So 13 to 16 verse. So 13 to 16 verse, Shaunak Rishi glorifies Parikshit Maharaj and Shukdev Goswami. So this is a section. So when there is a dialogue happening, we understand the speaker has to be enthused. No? He's out of etiquette, we enthuse him. And this, we understand who is a hearer. So in 15 verse, it was glorified. Parikshit Maharaj was a great devotee. And since childhood, he would play Bal Krida, enacting Krishna pastime, Krishna Krida, and imitate the worship of family deity. So the hearer, Parikshit Maharaj, was always Krishna conscious. We learned in the previous verse. In this verse, Shukdev Goswami was also a great devotee. The speaker is also a great devotee. Vasudeva Parayana. Yes, he is a great devotee. Therefore, they must have discussed Harikatha, Urugaya Gunodara. So we understand that there are three themes. First is, what are the glories of hearing Krishna Katha? Second is, what should be the qualities of speaker and qualities of hearer? And third, what we can do with this? You know, how we can apply this in life. So, hearing Krishna Katha has immense effects actually. It is said, I will read some verses. Aho aho bhir nakalera vidyute sudha sudhara madhuram pade pade dine dine chandana chandra sheetalam yasho yashodatana yasya giyate. One who daily sings the glories of Yashoda's son Krishna, which are cooling as sandalwood and camphor, is not troubled by the days of Kali Yuga. For him, at every step, there is a torrential flood of sweetest nectar by Sri Kaviratna. So when who is engaged in Krishna Katha, the material pangs of miseries don't affect because he is absorbed in Krishna Katha. Nanda Nandana Keshora Lila Mrutam Hambudho Nimagnam Kim Akshmakam Nirvana Lavanambasa. We have now plunged into great ocean, nectar ocean of transcendental youthful pastime of Maharaj Nanda's son, Krishna. Of what use to us is salt water of impersonal liberation. So as we start hearing about Krishna Katha, all other lesser things take the back seat. You know, so we focus in the Krishna Katha. Tava Katha Mritha Pathado Viharanto Mahamuda Kurvanti Kirtani Kechit Chatur Vargam Tunopanam. O Lord, the saintly devotees who happily play in the nectar ocean of narration of your glories, think the four purushatas, material piety, economic development, sense gratification and liberation, is insignificant as a blade of grass. Sridhar Swami. So, dharma, these four purushatas also take backstage. Tatreva Ganga Yamuna cha tatra Godavari tatra Saraswati cha Sarvani tirthani vasanti tatra yatra achyudur katha prasanga. The Ganges, Yamuna, Godavari, Saraswati, as well as all holy places of pilgrimage, stay where transcendental topics of infallible supreme personality of Godhead are narrated. So all the auspicious, all these auspicious rivers are there. So where is there is Krishna Katha happening, all the auspiciousness things come here. So we try to go to Ganga to take bath, but every day here we can take bath in Srimad Bhagavatam Nectar. So these are a few glories where we can hear Krishna Katha and get purified. And there are some verses where it is clearly said that how the Krishna Katha is happened between the devotees. What happens? Pravishta Karna Randhrena Swanam Bhavasaroram Dhunoti Shyamalam Krishna Sarilasya Yathasharat. Like by hearing Krishna Katha, how the heart is purified, how consciousness is purified, it is said here. Translation is, the sound incarnation of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Soul, Srimad Bhagavatam, enters into the heart of a self-realized devotee, sits on the lotus flower of loving relationship, thus cleanses the dust of material association, such as lust, anger, hankering. Thus it acts like autumnal rains upon pools of muddy water. So in this purport, it is said that if there is a water, you know, just like we drink water in the house, so we have water purifiers, right? Generally we use water purifiers. Or we boil it at least, something like that. So if there is some water is there, and if you want to purify it, then we use purifying agents, right? Like, but if the water reservoir is like a river, can we purify the river? You know, it's very difficult. Of course, because of the lockdown, even the rivers were purified. So the point is, when we hear Krishna Katha from a devotee like Shukdev Goswami, you know, or Narad Muni, or a big self-realized soul, they have power to cleanse the heart, you know, which can be compared to a big river also. You know, a small water, suppose small, if a glass of water is there and you put some cleansing agent, the dust particles settle down actually, right? They settle down. But what happens if we shake it again? That mud comes again. You know, in generally we say, let the mud settle down. You know, suppose we are discussing something and something is happening in life. Or samajh nahi raha kya ho raha hai life mein. So we say, let the mud settle down. You know, there is a water. Suppose a dirty water is there in the glass. You know, imagine there is a glass, there is a water in the water glass and it is muddy. What we do? Keep it like sometime. The dirt settles down and there is a clear water apparently upside. But imagine if after 2 hours of settling down, if someone comes and again shakes it, what happens? It becomes again muddy, right? But when we hear the Krishna Katha, that mud is eradicated only. There is no chance, you know, unless we again go and search for the mud actually. So the point is, it's very powerful hearing Krishna Katha. It will purify within very nicely. Then there is a Srimad Bhagavatam verse, you know, 7.5.23.24, where Navida Bhakti is told, you know, actually we were very fortunate to hear from His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj just on this Sunday, where Maharaj gave a wonderful class on this same section, where he glorified Shukdev Maharaj, he glorified Parikshit Maharaj, he explained of benefits of hearing Krishna Katha. Then he explained how at their time when the Bhagavatam was coming, you know, chapter by chapter, so how devotees were very eager. So one chapter used to come, everyone, and the limited copies, and then there was a, you know, who will read first, and they used to read it, and they were eager when the next chapter will come. And then Maharaj was telling, for now all of you, then he took a pause, then everyone started laughing. Now we have all 12 cantos, you know, Bhadra Purnima had happened, all 12 cantos, but lying in the shelf. So he spoke very nicely that how we should actually take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then he went on describing the Navvidha Bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, like that. And he spoke the glories of Katha. Then he explained how when we hear Krishna Katha, those who don't hear Krishna Katha, you know, their tongues are like tongues of a frog, you know, and the frog when he's croaking, you know, what he does, croaking, he's trying to attract opposite sex. But who is attracted? Snakes are attracted. So the people outside world who are not hearing Krishna Katha or not speaking Krishna Katha, they are absorbed in something material which is going to be destroyed anyway, and by his talking about these material things, the person is also get destroyed. You know, then he spoke about how the ears of a hearer, you know, of not who hears non-Krishna Katha, who is not hearing Krishna, they are like a holes for snakes, like that. So it was very clearly stated how we should hear Krishna Katha from a right source, right person. And in what mood we should hear the Krishna Katha. And if we hear mundane things, how we are doomed actually. It was explained. So in this purport also, what is Shravanam? We'll see. Hearing from the Srimad Bhagavatam is considered the most important process of hearing. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of transcendental chanting of holy name. Therefore, chanting and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam are transcendentally full of mellows. The transcendental holy name of the Lord may be heard and chanted according to the attraction of devotee. One may chant the holy name of Lord Krishna, or one may chant holy name of Lord Ram or Narsinghadev. It's explaining. You can hear the katha of different avatars also. The Lord has innumerable forms and names, and devotees may meditate upon particular form and chant the holy name according to his attraction. So how much we are fortunate actually. The mind needs to wander here and there, right? This is a case of mind. So let's give mind positive options. You know, if you are hearing Krishna Katha, hear for some time. Then you want some change? Hear about Lord Ram. If you want some change, okay, hear about Lord Varaha. If you want some change, you know, so many incarnations, you know, Matsya avatar, 10 avatars. There is so much variety, you know, nothing to be fearful. Ki how much I can be, you know, absorb in one katha. There are so many katha. And if we just go through Vaishnava calendar, you know, there is a Diwali, there is a Dashera. Diwali means we hear about Lord Ramchandra. Dashera, we hear about, you know, the Lord Ram killing Ravana. You know, we had a very nice Prerna festival where Baldev Guru gave a nice class on how Vijay Bhava. So he was explaining to me privately that how the glories of the Lord are so potent actually. So when Hanumanji went to search for Mother Sita, Sita was in distress because she was in Ashoka Vatika. She was kidnapped by Ravana and she was morose. She was helpless and she was thinking of giving her life. And that time, seeing her pitiful condition, Hanumanji was thinking, how should I approach Mother Sita? And at that time, he took shelter of Ram Katha. He sang Ramayan. And just hearing Ramayan, Sita Devi got the life of her life. She came to her senses. She became rejuvenated. And then Hanumanji came in front of Sitaji. You know, in that way, how the Hari Katha is so important for devotees actually. Then Baldev Guru explained me another nice thing. It was a personal talk. It was very nourishing for me. He said that when Lord Ram and the whole entourage, they were coming back, you know, after the killing of thing, Diwali is there. Huh? Diwali means, what is Diwali? It's a welcoming of Lord Ram to Ayodhya. You know, we use firecrackers, we use so many things, but the whole motive is to welcome Lord Ram back to his home. You know, so that is the Diwali actually. Dashera is victory of Lord Ram over Ravana, and Diwali is welcoming Lord to our heart actually. Okay, so when the Lord Ram started towards Ayodhya, he stopped before the Ayodhya and he said to Hanumanji, just go and check whether Bharat wants me to come. He is eager to welcome me, I will come. You know, Shyamanand Prabhu, he teaches us very nicely. Every Monday we have a Bhagavad Gita class and he gives a lot of wisdom. So he says there are two types of welcome. You know, first welcome is welcome, please come. You know, the host is calling you, welcome, please come. You know, and another is welcome like that. So that is the second welcome. The host is just saying, okay, ap aa gaye to aa jaiye, like that, something. So here Lord Ram was thinking, whether well I am welcome or I am saying welcome, like that. So then Hanumanji goes, and then when he goes there, he doesn't find Bharat. Where is Bharat? Actually, Bharat has gone underground and he was preparing to commit suicide because that was the last day. And he was fully absorbed. When the Lord Ram will come, my life of my life. And he was very much eager, and seeing same position of Bharat without Ram, just like Sita was without Ram, again Hanumanji did same thing. He sang Ramayana. He spoke Krishna Katha. He spoke about Ram Katha. And again there was a life to Bharat Maharaj. He could hold his life. And then Lord Ram came and the rest of the history. So how much the Krishna Katha is a life of a devotees. So we'll see here the best. In Srimad Bhagavatam, great devotees like Shukadeva Goswami have specifically described Lord Krishna's holy name, form and qualities. Unless one hears about holy name, form and qualities of Lord, one cannot clearly understand the other process of devotional service. This is a statement. If we don't hear the qualities of Lord, other process of devotional service cannot be clearly understood. How much Shravanam and Kirtam are very important. They are foundational actually. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that one chant the holy name of Krishna, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. If one is fortunate enough to hear from mouth of realized devotees, this is a subject matter of today. If one is fortunate enough to hear from mouth of realized devotees, is very successful on the path of devotional service. I'll repeat. If one is fortunate enough to hear from mouth of realized devotees, it is easy. Successful on the path of devotional service. Therefore, hearing of holy name, form and quality of Lord are essential. Tadvag visargo janataga viplavo yasmin prati shlokam abhatyavatyapi namani anantascha shonkitaniyat shrinvanti gayanti grananti sadhava. Verses describing the name, form and qualities of Anantadev, the unlimited supreme Lord, are able to vanquish the all sinful reaction of the entire world. So Krishna Katha can vanquish all sinful reaction of the entire world. Therefore, even such verses are improperly composed Devotees hear them, describe them, and accept them as bona fide and authorized. In this connection, again, this emphasis, Sridhar Swami has remarked that a pure devotee takes advantage of another pure devotee. By trying to hear from him about holy name, the qualities of the Lord. If there is no such opportunity, he alone chants and hears the Lord's holy name. So we can see in our parampara that the devotees, they always go to another devotees and ask about Krishna Katha. Parasparanukathanam, right? Machitta madgat prana bodhayantasya parasparam tushyanti cha ramanti cha machitta madgat prana bodhayantasya parasparam kathayantasya mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. So this is the process. So I just want to say that what is ISKCON actually? What is happening here? What is ISKCON is trying to do actually? You know, we see here Parikshit Maharaj, you know, he's the emperor of the whole world and he's a perfect gentleman. The power of Parikshit Maharaj is that Kali cannot enter. Can you imagine? Our power is we cannot save ourselves in our home. You know, the people are not able to safeguard their countries. What to speak of home? So, what to speak of anything else? Big countries, you know, there are marches happening here and there and no one is able to do anything. But imagine the Parikshit Maharaj. See the ruler, the devotee ruler, how powerful he is. You know, we see in this world right now, it's very pathetic situation. No one is under any other control. The person who want to be the ruler, he goes to the subordinates and give me the votes. You know, and subordinates, if they are good, then it's okay. But subordinates also want something for themselves. And they are divided for their own, just own small petty things. So that's why there is no perfect ruler or, you know, at least some people are trying to do. We are grateful to them. But we understand that Parikshit Maharaj was so powerful that even Kali cannot enter. This person was made an example for all of us because Kali Yuga was going to come. Imagine this, please understand this thing, what happened. Parikshit Maharaj episode is just for all of us. Lord Krishna wanted to tell us that Kali Yuga is going to come and hearing Krishna Katha is the only hope. Krishna Sodham Upagate Dharma Gyanisa. So, Bhagavatam is the only remedy. Krishna, when he is going back to spiritual world, he gave Srimad Bhagavatam. Because of Parikshit Maharaj, we can hear this Krishna Katha. And what the point is, what ISKCON is trying to do? You know, what happened with Parikshit Maharaj? He was in need of his life. He had only 7 days. 7 days baki the keval. Abhi kya karna hai? You know, he could have gone, you know, abhi mujhe mera will likhna hai. He could have gone, I have not gone to that place of the earth. You know, I have not met that person. I want to spend time with that. No, he was selfless soul and he said, I want to take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is an example set for us. Ki what should be our consciousness? Because life is very short. Definitely we say, we are going to live for 10 years, 20 years, 30, 40. Depending on our situation, who knows. But he was fortunate to have 7 days. But Parikshit Maharaj showed us that in 7 days, he did the best thing. Similarly, what should be our goal of life? Maybe 7 days, maybe 7 years, maybe 17 years, whatever. Or those who are young, maybe 70 years. But what should be the process? The process should be the hearing Krishna Katha, because that Krishna Katha is going to purify us. The goal is Krishna, goal is bhakti. That is the goal. And what ISKCON is doing? ISKCON is building big temples for what? So that Srimad Bhagavatam should happen. So that Bhagavad Gita classes should happen. You know, we have so many departments. We are going for a wonderful yatra to Jagannath Puri. 10,000 devotees are coming. So much of money is invested for booking the tickets, people are coming by flights, people are coming from all over world, spending lakhs of rupees, for what? For this samvad. What happened? Shukdev Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj, Krishna Katha, that is the goal of life. So that is the goal of life, for ISKCON is doing that. Why? There is a wonderful prasadam is there, why? There are, you know, we see, our. If you see the structure of our temple, we have so many facilities, we have a counselor system. You know, what happens in the counselor system? There is a Krishna Katha happens. There are satsang programs. Why there are satsang programs? There is a Krishna Katha happening every week. Right? Because we want to get purified. Why there is a mentor system? To get a person to certain level, right? Because if you want to come to a certain level, then you can understand Krishna Katha more. So gradually from kindergarten to PhD, you know, just like outside there is a education system where from the start to end, you know, we have Upadeshamrita, where Rupa Goswami starts with Vacho Vegam Manasa Krodha Vegam. From that to Radha Kund, you know, pure devotion, he is explaining. So ISKCON is well designed. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and all the Acharyas. All glories to their compassion actually. All glories to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. All glories to all the compassionate efforts actually. There has been a conscious efforts by everyone involved in ISKCON actually. Every person in ISKCON, he tries to receive the mercy and he tries to give. Because it is clearly indicated to him. Bharat Bhumi to Janma Huilo Yar, Janma Sarthakari Kara Para Upkar. You know, we have our preachers, you know, those who study very, very sincerely. You know, I know one of the devotees sitting in front of me, you know, he wants to give katha in Gujarati, then he reads English and then he reads Gujarati. Then he speaks about Gujarati. He wants to give in Marathi, he reads from English and then he reads in Marathi, gives in Marathi. He wants to give, speak in Hindi, reads from English, then speaks in Hindi. So, we know so many preachers here who prepare for JOSD classes, Journey of Self-Discovery. They think of what example I should give so that the person will understand the Bhagavad Gita nicely. You know, they are putting so much of conscious effort. There are PowerPoint presentation. There is a And all glories to our kitchen team, you know. This facility is happening. This katha, that katha, that katha. And all, who is facilitating? Mainly two departments. One department is our kitchen. Another is the most important department, sound system. So, how everything is around in Krishna, consciously planned that Krishna katha should go on. Krishna katha should go on. Krishna katha should go on. You know, there are like media system. So many recordings are recorded here. So that devotees, when they get up early, you know, they can hear it. When they are taking prasad, they can hear it. When we have prasad, there is a katha of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada Lilamrita we hear. When we go for preaching, while in going in the car, we hear about Krishna katha. When we do you counseling, we speak about Krishna katha. So the whole life of ISKCON devotees is centered on Krishna katha. And how much we should owe to the speakers, you know, how much we should owe to Sukadeva Goswami, he spoke Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, but how much we should owe, be too grateful to the devotees who are speaking in the parampara, you know, especially Radha Gopinath temple is known for hearing Krishna katha, you know, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj for hours and hours sitting at this very pure vyasas and he has spoken so much of Krishna katha. Many have heard, have learned Shastra from hearing from him. We are fortunate to have Gaurang Prabhu, you know. He have given so much of katha. We go to GV and then he speaks about Chaitanya Charitamrita in 3 days, then Bhagavatam in 3 days. Then so many, just like in Mumbai, you know, there are crash courses actually. You know, in Mumbai the people are very busy. So that's why the kathas are organized in a short courses also, like that. So, apart from this satsanga, there is a counselors meeting, mentors meeting, there are Zoom meetings, then again, there are devotees who are working on creating online lectures. You know, this is one of the most important thing which is applicable nowadays. Because if you want to hear Bhagavatam, you have to come to the temple, you have to sit for 1 hour, you know, you have to have a certain background, certain inclination, you know. But imagine, you know, जब हम बच्चे होते हैं, तो injection देना है बच्चों को, तो बहुत मेहनत करना पड़ता है। लेकिन जो बड़े होते हैं, बड़े वाले खुद से आते हैं, अरे injection दे दो, doctor appointment के लिए line में बैठते हैं। So those who are knowledgeable, they go to a doctor themselves. Doctor, he will come with the preparation. मुझे ये हो रहा है, वो हो रहा है, वो हो रहा है, then he'll check. But those who are not intelligent or who are not aware, उनको अगर injection देना है, so I saw a video. That there is a doctor who is treating a small baby, you know, and he comes with some toys and he makes fun with him. He does jingles like this, and then he takes something and he pokes, you know, but it's not injection for first time. He pokes and it comes back, pokes. So the child is made believe that he's playing with me. And within that 15-20 strokes, when he puts the needle and comes out, that child doesn't understand. He's still focused in the toys, actually. So that is a expertise of a doctor actually. How he is treating the children. Similarly, those who are making these online contents, our humble obeisance unto their lotus feet, how much they are absorbing holy name, how much they are absorbing Srimad Bhagavatam, how much they are given their life to Guru Maharaj actually, and with taking all the nectar and thinking about the audience, they are making that presentations. And they are coming with 1 hour lecture, 2 hours, they are coming with 2 minutes video also. Because Kali Yuga, Manda Sunda, Manda Bhagya. So for Kali Yuga person to understand, it has to be impactful. So that's why there is an example, there are audio visuals are there, there is a story is there. So that's why the ISKCON devotees, they are working very hard. So that's why we are very fortunate to come here and be blessed and get nourished by them. So again, wanted to say thank you to all the temple devotees. And one more thing is, in Radha Bhupanan temple, the glories is of hearers also. The congregation devotees of Shishi Radha Bhupanan temple, they don't miss Bhagavatam. You know, we may say there are hundreds of devotees sitting here, but there are thousands of devotees who are hearing online. Every day they hear. So, this is a culture made in Shishi Radha Bhupanan by hearing Krishna Katha, how we can remember Krishna and purify. Pure devotees whose characters are mentioned here engage themselves fully in transcendental loving service of Lord. Their minds cannot be diverted from the lotus feet of Krishna. Their talks are solely on the transcendental subjects. The symptoms of pure devotees are described in the verse specifically. Now we are discussing this verse, Machitta Madgat Prana, Bodhayantas Parasparam. You know? In the preliminary stage of devotional service, they relish transcendental pleasure from the service itself. In the mature stage, they are actually situated in love of God. So what does this mean? When we are new, in a preliminary stage of devotional service, we release the transcendental pleasure from service itself. But as we grow in Krishna consciousness, same Bhagavad Gita, same Bhagavatam, we start releasing more and more. More and more. And we can see how Lord Chaitanya, when he was discussing with Gadadhar, he was hearing that same chapter again and again, again and again. They heard that chapter so much that, and they were in ecstasy that their tears had wiped out the written things. So that is a gradual progression of hearing and absorbing in Krishna Katha. And we are aware of this wonderful thing that, you know, by Brahman Brahmite Kona Bhagavan Jiva Guru Krishna Krasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bija. So we are wandering in the material world having a lot of taking births, but when it come in ISKCON, when come in devotee's touch, Bhakti Bija is given. And Bhakti Bija is sown in a right place, and then there is a watering to the seed. That watering to the seed is Shravanam Kirtanam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So when we go on continuously hearing about Lord Krishna, our heart will be, you know, Vrindavan actually. You know, these gopis, when they are speaking about Lord Krishna, when they are coming to Yashodama and saying, you know, why don't you take care of your Krishna? He is coming to our places. He is doing breaking the pots. He is taking the butter. And then when Yashodama is saying, no, next time I will not allow him to go. But they say, no, actually Yashodama, we are happy. Actually we are making the butter for Krishna only. But we want to speak about Krishna. We want to hear about Krishna. So that is the goal of the gopis. You know, and we can see that Tava kathamritam tapta jivinam. You know? So, you know, Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kavibhirditam kalmashapaham shravanamangalam shrimadatatam bhuvi grinnate bhuridajana. The nectar of your words and description of your activities are life and soul of those suffering in this world. I'll repeat. The nectar of your words, Ms. Krishna Katha, and description of your activities are life and soul of those suffering in the material world. These narrations transmitted by learned sages eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly those who spread the message of Godhead are most beneficent. So this is, we are fortunate that how much, this Bhuridajana, the devotees who are speaking Krishna Katha, they are Bhuridajana, they are most munificent. And the gopis, you know, when the Lord is not there, Krishna is not, they are enacting the pastime of Lord Krishna. They are speaking about Krishna. Radharani is always engaged in thinking of Krishna. So how much they have taken shelter of the Krishna Katha. Actually, today is a disappearance day of Raghunath Das Goswami. Since we have less time, I will speak about him in a short way. Raghunath Das Goswami, especially, he was son of Tapan Mishra. You know, Tapan Mishra, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was young, you know, he was a teacher, he went to east of Bengal, now Bangladesh, and he was speaking on Sanskrit like left right. He was a expert scholar. At that time, Tapan Mishra had come to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then Tapan Mishra said, please tell me what is goal of my life. I have seen all the shastras here and there, everything I have gone through, but I have not understood the goal of life. That was the sincerity of Tapan Mishra. Imagine, Lord Chaitanya have not manifested his preaching. At that time, how much eagerness Tapan Mishra had to go. And there was a dream, and he went to the Lord actually. The Lord told, he go and meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay. And he explained how the chanting of holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is the Yuga Dharma. He explained to him and he told him, please go to Varanasi. Now it was a very different instruction. We say people go to Vrindavan, go to Mayapur, we go to Jagannath Puri. But Varanasi, where not so many devotees, Bhagavad devotees are there. You know, there are many pandits are there, you know, more of a Nayavadis type people were there that time. But he was told to go there. And on the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went there. And when Lord Chaitanya had taken sannyas and he was returning from Vrindavan, he went to which place? Varanasi. Thank you for that. He went to Varanasi and then he stayed at Chandrasekhar's house and he took prasad at Tapan Mishra's place, like that, or vice versa, like that. So there, this Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was a son of Tapan Mishra. At that time, he served Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very nicely. He was very scholarly actually, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, but he took happiness in serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya used to sing and dance and do the kirtan, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He was flooding the Varanasi with holy name, and when after that, when he used to come to play back and he was fatigued, then Raghunath Bhatta Goswami used to go and massage his lotus feet. He used to serve him, he used to wash his plates. So much of he was attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the bhakti seed was sown by Lord Chaitanya himself actually. He was so fortunate. Same Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he went to, with the blessings of his parents, he went to Jagannath Puri. He received association of Lord Chaitanya there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, oh, your parents are old now. You go back and take care of your parents because they were devotees. And then, when you are at home, please take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So we understand that when we are at home, what is the shelter? Srimad Bhagavatam. So now, since the 5 minutes are remaining, how to take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam? So, first of all, we should go to a person who has taken shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, there are three principles of our excellence. You know, I heard in one lecture, Balgun Prabhu, he said, first principle of excellence is mastery under a master. If you want to learn Kung Fu, go to ISKCON. No? If you want to learn Kung Fu, we have to go to Kung Fu master. If you want to learn cooking, where we should go? Go to your mother. Start with that. Then of course, ISKCON Desire Tree you can go. In ISKCON Desire Tree, there are lot of recipes are there. Videos are there. Lot of mothers from ISKCON have put their best preparation in ISKCON Desire Tree also. So we can take advantage of that also. So basically, mastery under a master. So if you want to read, understand Bhagavatam, go to a Bhagavat. Shukhmukhad Amrutdharasana. Those who are testing the Bhagavatam. Now, once I went to Akinchan Krishnaprabhu and I asked, Prabhuji, how to develop a taste? And he gave a very wonderful example. He said, why do we go to for tuitions? He said, if you go to tuition to learn, suppose, maths, the teacher who has understood the maths has a great rasa in that. He has great ruchi in that subject matter. And when we associate with that person having that great ruchi, that ruchi is imbibed in us.
At least we pass the subject.
Okay, so that's why I go to a right one. So, three principle, mastery under a master. So, that's why we have to go to a bona fide person. That's why it is here. We have to look for a self-realized soul. Okay, and second is right environment. We have to be in right environment to practice that. And third is incremental push. Incremental push means, if you are doing X mehnat, we have to do X plus delta X mehnat. You know, I will give this example. I speak in almost all class. The responsibility of a cat is to take care of her kitten. The responsibility of a children of a... I am giving three examples whose responsibility is to take care of. So, there is a cat and kitten. So, kitten responsibility is on the cat actually. But if you see female monkey, so the child of the female monkey is catching hold of that mother actually. The responsibility comes to the child. But in ISKCON, the situation is someone is in the well. Koi to well mein hai, kuwe mein hai, and someone is outside the well. So the one who is in the well, so outside jo hai, wo aage se rassi dega. Aur jo andar baitha hai, wo rassi ko pakadna chahiye. So imagine outside person is there and he's saying, okay, good, enjoy. And he goes away. What will happen? So there has to be a compassion. That compassion is coming from Shri Shri Radha Gopinath. Tapta kanchana gaurangi rah. Karuna karunmai, karuna bharite, sanaka sanatana varine. The compassion is coming from Radharani. You know, hey Krishna, Krishna sindo, dina bando, jagatpati. Compassion is coming from Krishna. It is coming through our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada and our devotees. So outside devotees are there, they will put Krishna katha. Please hear the Krishna katha. And outside a person is down there. Krishna katha I will hear, but right now I mean, yeah, YouTube is giving me more satisfaction. This Facebook is doing very good to me. Oh, now latest, you know, Google News or whatever. So there are so many distractions. So instead of holding to that rope which will help us outside, he's trying out other different things. And that's why he's stagnant into the same deep dark well. So if you want to come out of that deep dark well, so many devotees who have spoken Krishna Katha, if you go on YouTube, you know, there are so many options. If you go and see His Grace Radhesham Prabhu and playlist, Ram Katha, Krishna Katha, mentor training, everything is given in that thing. You know, if you go to Gaurang Priya Prabhu's YouTube channel, all the Kathas, Hindi, English, everything is given. If you go to Shubhilas Prabhu, so all our devotees here, you know, have put everything in the internet on YouTube. What we have to do is just figure out, kiska sunna hai aur kab sunna hai. Otherwise, we are always, not we, I am speaking about myself. Honestly, I am speaking about myself. In general, what happens, there are so many items. And we are not focused what to hear. So, just like in schooling, what happens, in first standard, student completes the first standard. And then he goes to second standard. Then third standard. Then fourth. So, we should have our syllabus of hearing Bhagavatam. So, I am discussing how we can read actually Bhagavatam. So, first thing is, find a person Bhagavat, book Bhagavat, and Bhagavatam also. And I will definitely recommend, all of you know this, but this book, Bhagavatam Subodhini, this book is really that rope which is helping out to a person. You know, when I started reading Bhagavatam first canto, and there were so many requirements for a speaker, you know. Just I will take 2 minutes because it's a very important point. So, in this Subodhini, what is given is, na, if you go inside, first thing is, all the chapter, first canto of, or chapter names are given, the flow chart is given in systematic way. Then, everything is explained nicely, and at the end, you know, what are the things given at the end? There are special verses. What are the special verses in first and second canto? Then second is there are thematic compilations. So one of the thematic compilation is Glories of Krishna Katha and another is Spirit of Bhagavatam, Speaker and Hearer. So today we discuss this. What should be the Spirit of Bhagavatam, Speaker and Hearer? So if we can take help of this guide, we can go deeper. So we can hear what are glories of Krishna Katha can do. It can enable to attain the Lord. It can vanquish our miseries and gain liberation. It will remove our anarthas. It is accepted by great. It is condemned if not discussed. It is superior to other process and glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything with the verses, it is given in this book. If you come to the third thematic compilation, Spirit of Bhagavatam, Speaker and Hearer. So, hearing is called Shravan and explain is called Kirtan. The two processes of Shravan and Kirtan are primary importance of progressive spiritual life. Only one who has properly grasped the transcendent knowledge from the right source by submissive hearing can properly explain the subject. So that's why we have the full facility of having Srimad Bhagavatam. There is a guide also on that. There are lectures on each verses and there is systematic approach we can learn the Srimad Bhagavatam. So on this auspicious day of disappearance of Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, Krishna Das Gaviraj Goswami, who at the age of 90 plus age wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, let us pray that our life, the whole purpose of ISKCON is hear Krishna Katha and speak Krishna Katha. So I beg blessings from all of you, all the Vaishnavas, that I have spoken just to speak this class, but I should imbibe this in my life and make my life successful. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Vaishnavrinda ki jai. Hare Krishna.